Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, welcome to Pals Super Squad. You have me, myself, Angie Ange. You got my fellow divas, T and Rachel, alongside of me. Hello, ladies. How's everybody?
Hey there.
Hello there.
Hi, Rachel. How was everybody's week so far?
So far, so good.
You know, this is hump day. A lot of people, Wednesday is some people's Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, but again, you're on live with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, GQ Palace for 6-238 with our CEO, Rich, and our engineer, Davina Polite. Shout out to them. And tonight we have some interesting topics going on it could be a little touchy for some people, you know, as well as, you know, people can, you know, see other people's points. But, you know, with the Trayvon Martin situation going on and different things like that, our topic, I think, is kind of related, you know. So if you ladies don't have any kind of announcements or anything going on, I'll get right into the topic. So, Does anybody have anything to say before I get into the topics?
No, let's do this.
Okay, okay.
I am ready to rock and roll.
That's right. We, like I said, we turn up here. We turn up on GQ Palace Radio. For
indeed,
those out
do.
There, press that one. Get in on the conversations with us. We keep it civil here, and this is adult conversation also. And things that people say are strictly their opinion. This is nothing, you know, gospel or anybody to call and be offended by anything. These are strictly opinions that people give. So with that, we don't argue on our show. We don't go back and forth or, you know, start any kind of drama here. You know,
no profanity.
We have a good time.
Yep.
No profanity. Thank you, sister.
Yes.
No profanity. We gonna keep a clean tongue here. You know, there are a few words, damn hell, you know, little stuff like that. But we don't go in like that.
It's grown and sensitive, but we don't do the ratchetness.
Exactly. We don't do ratchet here, so, you know, we just like to, you know, state all of those things beforehand, so, you know, nobody's confused by anything. You know, our CEO and our engineers, they put in a lot of time and stuff to run great shows. They have great shows from Sunday to Friday, so every night if you want to call in on a certain show, you can call every night. They got something going on, so... But with that said, I'm gonna get into the topic. Which,
wait a minute,
okay.
They can say what they want to. They will be cut off, so it doesn't matter.
Right. We
know how to mute
you
and delete
you. Yeah, we connect your line if you get out of, you know, get that sweet tongue going on. So, you know, we're here to have a good time. You know,
exactly.
You know, entertainment as well. It can also be enlightening and informational for some people. You know what I'm saying? If
exactly.
You can take
somebody might get
that
help
we say. Right. If you can take some things we say and apply it to yourself or use it, you know, that's fine. That's totally fine. So, okay. And with that said, again, I'm going to get into the topics of the evening, which our first topic is, you ready? Drum roll. Drum roll is, what if your family neglected you because you cheated outside of your race? And how would you handle that situation?
Wow. Say it again, Diva. Say it again. Say that.
What if your family neglected you because you dated outside of your race, and how would you handle the situation?
Oh, you know what? I'll start if it's okay with you, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, actually, I... Not myself, but my son dates a Caucasian. Me, myself, to each his own, but I prefer staying in my own race.
Okay.
You know, for the simple fact, like, when I was coming up, I mean, yeah, they've been doing it for a while, but me, I always prefer to stay in my own race because I feel like the kids would be the one to catch all the static and slack. You know, I just never, you know, I'm not prejudiced, but me, myself, I just prefer staying in my own race.
Okay. And like you said, the you're saying that's what you prefer. It's
right.
Your preference. So,
right.
You know, that, you know, has really nothing to do with anybody else. So, it's what you prefer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But myself, if my family neglected me simply because of that, I would have to step to them. I'm like, listen,
y'all
gonna have to
grow
up.
I mean, because that would be your choice.
Yeah, you have to grow up at some point. You know what I'm saying? That you're
right.
Not dating them, I am. You know what
right.
I mean? And it's, you know, if you can't accept that, then I can't help that. But
my,
you know, what happens if it comes up with like family functions and stuff? You're going to be missing out.
Right,
so what
right.
do you do? You know what I'm saying? What
right.
do you do at that point?
But, you know, right. my thing is all of that needs to really, truly be put behind for the simple fact, if I cut you and I cut a Caucasian, we both gonna bleed red. We go
right.
to heaven or hell. God don't, God or the devil don't have a place for whites, Mexicans, blacks. They don't have a corner for each of us.
Right.
You know, so my thing is, we're all humans.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to go that route, so be it. You know,
yeah.
I don't have to love it, but, you know, just deal with it. That's like I told my son, you know, I would never turn my back on him.
Right.
And I have two grandkids, biracial grandkids now. What am I supposed to do, dislike them because they're mixed? No, I
right.
can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you do have some families that would neglect you. Like, you know, I'm done with you because you went outside of the race.
I must say, I experienced that myself. My grandmother was a Caucasian, and my grandfather is African American, and I never knew. Can you ladies hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I never knew my grandmother's side of the family because they rejected anyone who was not their race. I met
wow.
my grandmother maybe once or twice, I think. I remember very vaguely as a kid. So, and unfortunately, you know, she ended up passing away, and, you know, we didn't even know that she passed away until a year or two after she passed away, even.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
Well, see, I think that makes it holds water when it comes to dating interracially simply because of history. You understand what I'm
uh-huh,
saying?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of people, a lot of our ancestors, as in black people's ancestors, has
uh-huh.
experienced so many bad things when it came
hardships,
to
yeah.
racial injustice and all kinds of stuff. They've experienced
uh-huh.
that. So they look like, well, how could you do this? How could you date them? Because, you know what I'm saying, and even from the white side, even from the Caucasian,
right.
they looking like, oh, how could you date that nigger or whatever,
yeah.
the case may be, you know, just, you know, for the sake of conversation. So
uh-huh.
it's like, history, that's why they say, like, racism don't really exist anymore. I just find that an understatement, simply because
I think... It's always there. Yeah, I think prejudice and racism definitely still exist. Unfortunately,
yes, it does.
Thank God that we don't have, you know, the separation like it used to be back in the day.
Right.
The water fountain for the whites and the water fountain for the blacks. I'm so glad that it's not like that. But we, you know, there are a lot of us that do, you know, keep our distance. I myself, I have never dated outside of my race, nor would I. I remember telling my son as he was growing up, now he'll be 20 on Friday. But I remember telling him when he started liking girls, you better not bring the white girls to my house. And I did. So I found out that he was messing with this little white girl, and he wanted to keep her away. And I felt bad. I felt so bad. So I opened up my arms, and fortunately that relationship didn't last. But he then met a girl who, she's Italian and Indian and African-American. She looks like a white girl. And
mm-hmm.
they've been together for 6 years, and I love her to death. Love her to death.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's, like I said, you had few that did it back in the day.
Uh-huh.
But it's more common now.
Yeah.
You see it every single day, you know, of biracial couples.
Yes.
You know, but like I said, myself, whoa.
What was that?
Kind of scared me. myself, I just, you know, but I've always told my kids, you know, it's your choice.
Right.
My brother was married to a white girl that lived in Mississippi. Well, the mother didn't accept him, but the father did.
Right.
And the mother and father end up getting a divorce behind it.
Wow.
Which, you know, my brother and the girl divorced too. But, it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was just the principle of the thing down there in the deep south, you know, deep part of Mississippi.
Yeah,
you
we know
and
their ways of living down way down south is still is a lot different.
Well, West Virginia is
a lot less diverse than you hear up north. You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Up north we're a lot more freelance than they are down south to where down there it's still a lot of yes ma'am, no sir.
Exactly.
It's like what's going on down there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still haven't really come get control of themselves, you know, meaning that they still see other races as an authority to them just because of the race, you know what I'm saying, or out of fear, like something's going to happen to them so if they say the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying, simply because they're being a black person, so it's, you know, I don't want to sound biased when I speak about this stuff or whatever, but when it comes to racial injustice, black people has experienced way more than Caucasian people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but and that's just in the books. That's been documented. That's been proven. So, you know, that's why, you know, and a lot of times now, like they say, the theory that they've come up with why you more so see black men with white women because of slave masters and stuff raping a black woman. Now that's just like a payback to them. Like, okay, you kept your woman on this pedestal and under lock and key. You raped that woman, so now we're gonna go after yours. You know it. It gets deep. I guess sometimes I think I read too much.
Some of the movies and everything that, you know, almost started riots and everything like that, you know. I think about the movie Imitation of Life.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite movies.
That's one movie that I cry every time I see it.
One of my favorite movies, Imitation of Life.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, my God, yes, you have. I believe you
have.
Everybody's seen Imitation of Life.
Yes. That's one of my favorite movies.
Well, you're going to have to get it because...
Okay. Yes.
I definitely will look into it.
I don't even want to tell you about it, but when you see it, you'll realize it. Look, I got teary-eyed thinking about it.
Yeah, that's a
but
that movie's
it's,
deep.
It's definitely a deep movie. But Diva, hold the line. We're going to go to our first song.
Okay.
Make it that way we'll give everybody a chance to push that one.
All right.
Hold the line. We're going to our first song.
Okay.
lie.
Yes.
Don't mind.
Miss Mary Jane, she smooths out the moment. Now you pop on
yes,
some Mary.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I think.
But you know, when you think about it, hey, if you love that other race and don't mind, hey, if you don't mind, it don't matter. You know, and like I say, at the end of the day, I ain't got to love it, but, you know, I ain't got to like it either. But if you like it, I'm going to love it.
I listen.
I ain't put you together, I won't get you apart. So I have not a nipple in that time.
You do have some families that just totally don't agree with it,
yes,
you know?
Like, exactly.
Which, again, I have a biracial nephew as well, which he
mm-hmm.
considers himself black. He totally considers himself. My thing is, the only thing I feel about it, sometimes the kids get divided because of the race.
There's
different morals in how some black people and some white people handle situations. And when it comes to discipline, it's a lot of things that are just different in the races.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not to say one's better, one's worse. It's just different. And then the child gets totally confused. By what's
mm-hmm.
supposed to be. And then they're, because I've experienced that nephew.
That's why I say, you know, it reflects and falls back when a child is born into that union, you know, of you two being together. That kid catches a lot of slack, you know,
mm-hmm.
in school, because, I mean, the thing is, you know, when you say, well, I am black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that next kid may say, you know, because you're so light. No, you're white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's bad for the kid. You
yeah.
know, that's who's suffering behind
yeah.
the whole ordeal.
Yeah,
it's the child. Like I said, that's why, you know, because, see, I know me. Well, the old
mm-hmm.
me. Back in the day, if you would have called me out of my name, if
mm-hmm.
I was dating a white man, I'll probably still be locked up.
Let me tell you. I was at the gas station one time, and I had just started driving. So I wasn't good at parking. So I made a little mistake and you know, almost backed into this man's car. He had to throw his car into reverse really quick and back up. This white man got out of his car, started calling me all sorts of N-words, and I said, look, Billy, I'm sorry. I made the mistake. I only just started driving. He continued on calling me all sorts of black N-words, this, that,
oh,
and other.
Gosh.
He went and got his car, and it soaked in my head. And I walked over to that man's car, and I said, what did you call me? He had his window all the way down. He called me it again. I poked that man in his face with every single one of my fingers. One after the other.
I hear that.
I turned around, got in my car, and took off and went home. That was a
wow.
Yeah, I mean, because it will tick you off, you know. I think we have expressed that before. The
uh-huh.
word, you know, is ignorance and
uh-huh.
trash.
That's
you know, and I know
you,
I'm far from trash and I'm far from ignorant.
Yeah, you find
so,
that
you know,
any
you're
race,
talking
though.
About yourself.
Yeah, you
uh-huh.
find that in any race. I don't know what made them start calling black people that
Negro,
or whatever.
Negro.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, like I said, you find that in any race. Any race could be the N-word, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, that's, you know, that's why I really don't get it when I hear it, simply because, no, that's not. You know, we could sit down and battle. We could sit down and have an intellectual battle, and we'll see who's the N-word in the conversation.
Right.
You know, that's why it's just, you know, for somebody to not like a person because of the color of their skin is just
stupid.
Straight up prejudice. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Now, if you don't like the person because they're a knucklehead, or, you know, because they don't have anything to bring to the table, or, you know, that's. Like
that's a horse of another
that's
color.
That's a whole, yeah, so
right,
color.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just
I didn't allow it in my house, you know, my kids and their friends, because they have white friends, but, you know, like I said, you go out here, And what's going to happen is that next kid, you know, he'd be like, what's up, my nigga, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that next kid may not take it like my son would take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there you go with a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to keep down the drama and confusion, just don't say it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
eliminated
not
social,
cute.
This don't even say, like I said, look at the dictionary, it's loaded with words. Find
yeah.
something else. You know what I'm saying? What's up, homie, or whatever. What's up, my dude, or my girl, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or what's up, bro? What's up, sis? There's plenty of other words out there you can use other than the N-word.
That's what it says.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like I said, people
yeah.
shouldn't get offended. Homie. Don't get offended when you hear somebody else saying it and you say
my
it
homie,
yourself.
You know, mm-hmm. my girl, my dude, whatever. You know? But then you want to say it, but then you get offended when the white man say it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But you're
yeah.
sitting there constantly saying it, you know, so they feel like, hey, I got a right, and I can't stand that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, coming from the black or white.
Uh-huh.
My question to you, though, T, is how would you handle your family if they didn't neglect you for that, if they neglected you because you dated outside your
way? Well, I mean, they would just have to deal with it, you know. At the end of the day, I'm the one that's got to be happy. You ought to
right.
be happy for me. You
yeah.
know, long as this man is not mistreating me or taking me through any changes, hey, when I think about it, hey, I might be better off with one. Oh, but anywho. No, I'm just playing.
Right.
No. If they did go that route, I would just, I mean, you know, like you said, I would have to talk to them and let them know this is for me, not for you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and you might as well get along with them because I'm not going anywhere. If
right.
I'm happy, I'm going to be happy with that person.
Right.
I'm
right.
sorry.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
Right. With or without your approval.
Right.
This is what I want. You should be, yeah, exactly. Be happy.
And especially me being a grown woman. No.
Right.
I'm grown. I make my
right.
decisions.
You know what? I would have to say that knowing, because I know my family and where we were born and raised up in West Virginia, it wouldn't be a problem because, you know, that's like my brothers and my sister right now, you know, with my son. They love the girl and they love them babies to death.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like I said, the only thing that we stress is the name calling.
Uh-huh.
Going back and forth about
yeah.
race.
We're going to keep the tongue civil. We're going to keep
exactly.
the tongue.
Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
just because, don't cause it. But again, you watched it, Guess Who? With Bernie Mac, the late Bernie Mac, may he rest in peace. Him and what's her name, Zoe Saldana, and it's Guess Who, and you know, she comes home with her boyfriend and he's white and Bernie Mac and him, and they just wasn't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? It is
right.
a funny movie, very good movie. So if y'all get a chance to see that movie, it'll square a lot of things to our work. So, you know, but it's,
yeah, but I mean, what would you do?
I tell you, I would have to.
You're breaking up.
And we like breaking up.
Yeah.
Like, listen, you know, this is who I'm gonna be with. He's a good person. You know what I'm saying? He's good to
mm-hmm.
me, or whatever the situation is, and you know, we gonna deal with it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So now if they don't take that, if they don't, then I just have to distance myself from them. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? Then I'm going to have to love them from a distance. You know what I'm saying? So, because at some point, I have my own family now. I have my own life.
Right.
So, you know, I have to deal with that, you know?
I mean, that's just like I have a friend. He would not date a Haitian, a Jamaican, African. But he'll date a white person. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's his thing, you know?
Well, you know what, too, a lot of times, and I've heard this out of family members' mouths,
how they would never date a black woman simply because how black people act. You understand what I'm saying? Dating white women made him embrace the negative of black women. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we had this, like, knock-down, drag-out argument simply because now you're putting down your own people because you have your way with this Caucasian woman. You understand what I'm saying? So, no, don't do that because your mother is black. Your grandmother's black. You know what I'm saying? You have, your whole family is black. So you might have had a bad experience with one of them, but don't label the entire race.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
That one experience that you had.
Right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying? Simply because you're comfortable with what's going on with your Caucasian girlfriend.
Right.
And it's crazy, you know. And
you know, like, again, to each his own. My best friend could be dating outside of the race.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to make me love him any less.
Right.
I'm still going to love him. You know, I still say the kids sometimes get confused.
Right.
You know, especially if you're that very, very bright skin, you got that good hair. You know, what fence side of the fence do I straddle? You shouldn't be straddling either side for the simple fact. You're mixed. You know,
right.
Roll with the flow and be who you are.
Right.
Don't consider yourself, well, I'm white. Don't consider yourself all black because you're not.
Right. You're biracial. Right. You're
mixed. Listen, my nephew, he dates white women, white girls. And I remember the first white girl that he brought home. He really loved us. We really loved her. She was biracial. Her father was an African American man. Her family was white. Now, they never approved of the biracialness in their family. So she was only raised by the white side of her family. She never knew anything how to even do her own hair. When he met her, her hair was a mess, and she had a bunch of beautiful hair. So coming to our family, we taught her a lot, but she ended up having to she got a settlement from her father passing away. Now her father's African American, like I said, she got a settlement, but her family had their hands on it. So when she turned 21, she couldn't get that money unless she stopped dating my nephew because they didn't want any of us in words to get any of her money.
Wow.
Dating my nephew, and she loved him so much, and she was going to have dated each other. You know, they were high school kids. But it hurt her because she learned so much from us that,
right.
you know, she didn't even, if they had not have told
That's
her, she would have thought she was completely, you know, white. So I don't know whatever happened with her, but I know she definitely had to stop dating my nephew, and she was so upset.
That's sad.
That.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like my son. He's 32. He's never dated a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that was his preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was raised around a lot of whites, you know, but nevertheless, you know, that was his choice. And I seen that when he was coming up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said, oh, boy. You know, I never went to him and said, you better not, you know, because it would have just made him do it more.
Right.
Okay. When you go against the grain, it causes rebellion. So, like you said, it makes them go at it twice as hard. Like, all right, now I'm going to date two white women.
Exactly. Just because you don't
know
want
what I'm
me
saying?
To. Just
so
because
it,
you don't
it,
want me
just,
to.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I just think people, you know. Again, folks, you are on with the Diva Squad, GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. Press that 1 to get in on the topic, to state your comment or whatever it is you want to say. Express yourself. So with that said, we do have a second topic for the evening. And if you ladies are ready, I'll give it to you. Yes, yeah, so it's, would you choose your mate over your child?
Never.
Oh, wow.
Never.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Now, with that said, there could be, there's different levels to this now.
I can't say never. Never say never. It depends on the situation and the circumstances.
Yes.
Before I even go to it, let's go into a song.
Okay.
Then I'll go into my answer. Can we do that, Diva?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, okay. we have plenty of options here.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your head. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. Can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on me. Say it's my fault. Say that I left you outside in the cold with a broken heart. I really don't.
Say it's my fault. Yeah, I did.
But
I'll take initiative for that.
Right. But to the callers, listeners, Block Talk is having a problem right now. So if you're not able to get in, continue to keep trying. It will be soon fixed soon as possible. So just keep trying.
Yeah, they're working on that now. So hopefully shortly they'll up and back and running. So just continue to try to call in and stuff like that. They're definitely working on it. So, but with that said, you still hear from us, divas. We still gonna turn it up in here.
Exactly.
keep it turned up.
Make it do what it do.
I gotta stop saying turned up because I can't stand it. But now I hear so many people saying it that it just like stuck in my head. Like turn the what up? Turn it down.
Well, you know, if they don't turn up, they do turn down. So
yeah, you're right.
They use them both of them.
Exactly. That's the only thing. Well, really, that's the only two options. You're going to turn it up or turn it down. No, it's three. Or turn it. Now we can.
Well, I can now.
I can hear you, Rachel.
All right. Are we on the air?
Yeah, are we on the air? Yes.
Woo! Are we on the air? My microphone is messing up.
Oh, that's me. I bought a pair of headphones today, a pair of Beat headphones today for my cell phone, and somehow I can't talk through it. It's like it won't allow me to talk through it. So
make sure that it's the one that you do talk through. And
yeah,
sometimes you have to take it out of the plug and push it down in there again.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what happened when I first got mine, and I had paid a little nice penny for it, so I was
listen. Not cheap. You kidding? That's definitely not cheap.
I was getting ready to head back to the store. But let's hear that second topic again.
Okay, and without further ado, the second topic is, would you choose him over your child? But, we stepped out a little bit and said that can come from, there's different levels to that, you know what I'm saying? Now, what if your child told you something about your mate that you found out to be a lie? What would you do? Would you choose your mate over your child at that point? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
You know, a tough situation.
Yeah, it is, you know, because my child is going to be in my life, you know? I don't know.
I know, right? That's like, you know, you have child, because, you know, you have some children. Now, if your child's a little older and you're just now getting involved with this person, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And especially if it's just been you and your child's not going to want nobody taking their space.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? So they'll do things to make up things so it can
you
made up. You understand what I'm saying? That happens a lot because I know how it was when my mom got with my stepdad. I was like maybe six years old or 7 years old. I didn't like that. I wasn't comfortable with the situation, but I was a child. So I really know. But my mother.
Yeah. But sometimes you got to sit down and do the powwow, you know, with the kids, the mate, you know. But again, they not going to know anything about this mate if he's not going to be in my life for a while.
Hello.
You know, or for the duration.
Hello.
If we're just talking about somebody that I'm kicking it with, no.
Right.
You know, if they grown, I still have that respect for my kids.
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
because
all fairness to them, yeah.
If they seeing this man occasionally, you know, but they also see him out here with all these different females, of course they're going to feel some type of way.
Exactly.
Why are you even going that route?
Yeah, that's what goes to say. You have to be careful who you get involved with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow. Well, we have our first caller. Our first caller is on the line, ladies. Greg, are you there? Greg, are you there?
Hello?
Maybe we lost him.
Oh,
there he is.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello.
We can hear you now.
Yes.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, okay. Hello, lady.
How are you?
Hi. Welcome to the Diva Squad in GQ Palace, Greg. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Well, I can hear you real good.
Oh, okay.
I think Angie is breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you know, I seen your topics.
Okay.
I have a little bit of feedback on these topics.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Now, as far as the topic with, you know, the racial thing, I feel like if you with that person and your family choose to neglect you, then it's your family's fault because they don't have to deal with that person. You're the one that has to deal with that person. You understand? So my thing here is I wouldn't care what my family said because I was actually in that situation. You understand?
Wow.
If you accept me, then you accept the person I'm with.
True.
You understand? For a person to, for your family to neglect you, they're not really your family because if they see how much this person makes you happy and you're with this person, it shouldn't even matter to them as long as you're happy.
I agree.
Now,
right.
I think the second topic was, I thought I heard the second topic. What was the second topic? I thought I heard the second topic about the child neglect, or neglect a child or something.
No. Angie, are you still here?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Topic number two. Okay.
Topic number two is, would you choose your mate over your child?
Oh, you know what? That right there is stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain to you why it's stupidity.
Yeah.
I know somebody who did that.
Wow.
You know? They actually chose their mate over their child. You understand? And the child wound up going with the father.
Whoa.
Now, the thing is, because of the simple fact, because this child was a teenager, you understand, regardless of the fact, what she would do was she would talk to the child. I mean, she would be with the mate. And when it was time to eat, I found out, because I know the child. What happened is she would make the child eat oodles and noodles while she makes steak for her and her mate.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
You understand? She would put the food in the room so the child wouldn't get it.
To
me, that is stupidity, that's grimy, and you don't need to be a parent.
I've experienced that, too.
That's crazy.
I agree with you on that, Greg.
But what they fail to realize is that mate is going to be gone soon, but you're going to need child in your life.
Absolutely. But when that child give you their hind paws to kiss, it's nothing you can say.
Yeah.
Could you
tell that child when they start being disrespectful?
You can't. You can't.
Yeah, it's really nothing you can say. You have to, because again, I'm like Greg. I've experienced that too. Where this chick, she came into a little cash, you know what I'm saying, and it was all about her men, you know what I'm saying, her man. They going out to Red Lobster and all that. Your son's in on eating Chinese food. Like, why couldn't your son go with you? And this was like four or five times a week. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now, if you and your mate going on a date, that's something different. You don't take the child. But every night you going out to eat and your son sitting home or a daughter sitting home eating whatever, come on, you don't do that.
Right. That is so
you know,
that's the bad part. That's the bad part of it.
Wow.
No,
crazy.
That,
you know.
To me, it's stupidity.
And I think that's just the bottom line.
Yeah, if you're going to choose your mate over your child, no.
Yeah.
It don't work like that.
That's crazy. But I have a question for you, though, Greg. Let me throw a little twist in there, though. What would you do if your child told you something about your mate that you found out to be a lie?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I will ask my mate about it, and I will. This is how you get the child involved with situation. You put them both in that room.
Exactly.
And you ask them, and you be like, because if this is your child, and that's your mate, you want them to have a bond. You want them to let them know, if you tell me something about my mate, oh, believe me, I'm going to let my mate know.
Now,
and you
want to
sit there
that.
And tell us exactly what's going on, because this is my mate. This is who I plan on living the rest of my life with. This is somebody
right.
that's going to be your mother. You understand?
Right.
Your stepmother. You understand? So you got to respect her the same way you respect your mother. So they both would go in the room. Then if he lied, then the punishment to do. If you wasn't getting allowance, you ain't getting it no more. It's going to take a while. You're going to be in that house for a while. You're going to realize a situation that you tried to occur and realize that it won't work that way.
Right.
Exactly.
You understand?
And take away what they love best, TV, phone, whatever.
Right.
So, but that's why I say it's time to sit down and have a powwow, you know, because the truth is going to come out, you know.
Exactly. But no, but
see,
as far
some
as
kids
choosing
that will
your mate,
do that too.
Yeah, they will. Like
you
I
know,
said,
see,
I know the feeling because then.
It must be something wrong with the child if they want to lie on that mate. They probably don't like to make it because it's not their biological parents. But it's up to you to get them to that point to let them know, all right, this is not your biological parent, but this is your parent. And sooner or later, you're going to realize if your biological parent ain't there, this is who you're going to see as your biological
parent.
Absolutely.
But you know, you got to also think about what have their child went through in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, has there been numerous of, you know, fathers or mothers not there when, you know, the other parent wasn't there for you?
Right.
You know,
like
you
said,
you got to look at all of that.
You got a mother, got a kid calling 20 different men uncle, and she's sleeping with all of them. You understand what
I'm saying? Right, right. And you expect
I've got a lot of uncles
to call each one of these men or the mothers, you know, dad or mom. No. That's one thing I never did, period. You know, after
I
got divorced.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. If I feel my mate is treating them like she's their mother, and she's doing everything in a mother figure for them, and their mother is not doing it, then yes, I consider that their mother.
Right.
Just like
no,
they say about fathers. You could be a father. It takes a lot to be a father, a daddy or whatever, but it takes more to a man to be a father to your child. You could be a kid's daddy. Yeah, you can be a daddy or whatever, but it takes more to be a father.
Right. But Greg, what I was saying is I never made my kids, if it was their choice. You know, if they wanted to call that mate of mine dad, that was on them. I wasn't going to sit there and make them like, you better say that that's your daddy. You know, you better call him dad. Okay, if you don't call him dad, you're going to call him Mr. whatever, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to make you, but I would like it if you did for the simple fact that man is there and your biological father is not. And this man is doing way more for you. I just experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man that was in my life when Kiara was two.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in her life until she was about, 9 or 10? You know, and we went our separate ways. He just came to Philadelphia to visit her a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had nothing to do with me. And that's who she called dad.
Right.
Mm. You know, so I felt that to be very, it was touching, you know, that he, because he hadn't seen her since she was about 10. And she's 23 now.
Right.
But they have kept in contact.
Right.
And I thought it was a beautiful thing, you know. And when you got somebody in your life like that to, you know, step in for that father or mother figure, then it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's important. It's important for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Although I've been a single mother. I'm a single mother now. You know what I'm saying? And my kids I'm who they know. Mommy, mommy, mommy. So one way or another, it really doesn't bother them. You know what I'm saying? That their parents is not here. But they know who they are. You understand what I'm saying? They know whatever. So
right.
My little son, he shares the bed with me. He just won't quit. Matter of fact, shout out to my baby. His birthday is tomorrow. My baby will be 11 tomorrow. So,
Mama's boy.
Oh my God, it's terrible. So I'm like, well, what happens if mommy meets a man and that I get married? You know what I'm saying? What would you do? He said, well, he gonna have to sleep in my room. He gonna have to sleep in my room. I'm like, listen, you're not gonna really bully this situation. So I told him, whatever you want for your birthday, but you have to sleep in your own bed now. You're a big boy now. You're growing up.
Yeah.
You can't sleep in mommy's bed anymore.
Well, see, that's good, because that means he's protecting his mother.
He's protecting his mother. I'm telling you.
And that's a good thing. You know.
You got some young men, you know, sons that's like that. Because they want their mother to be treated exactly how they treat their mother. So if this guy don't treat their mother right, then it's going to be a problem. And I respect
him
to do that.
Because he's not going to treat that woman right either, you know, when he get older.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that's a beautiful thing, you know, because I've seen that in my grandson. And my son was crazy, too, and I mean, even now, he grown, and, you know, it's certain things. I mean, you know, we could be walking down the street together, and a guy can say something to me. Dude, you better shut up talking to my mom like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, that I'm grown, you know. But it's just that protection.
Yeah, they still not going.
You know,
they're not trying to hear
protection.
That.
Exactly.
It's just like,
you know,
it's just like certain situations you really don't want to get involved with as well. Like if you got a cousin, a sister whose boyfriend is beating her up, and you go to protect them, and next thing you know, they like, oh, you know, I can handle this myself, and such and such.
Right.
Then, you know, you do everything you can, but then they back with the person, and you get to the point where they don't want to get involved.
You leave it alone after a while.
Right, and now y'all beefing, and they back together. You know what I'm saying?
True.
That's
true.
Domestic,
you know,
is hard to get involved with.
And you know, and that's another good topic that we can get into one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like you say, at the end of the day, you know, it could come out that you and the brother or the cousin or whatever is not talking behind you trying to protect them. You know?
Absolutely.
Because I've seen that happen too.
Well, see, they get into, I know, certain areas too now. You know how a lot of women, they get into domestic violence with men or whatever and press charges. They put an order of protection.
Exactly.
And then they end up, you know, going back on their word on the order of protection and stuff like that. And then the cops is like, listen, if I come back again, I'm going to arrest you.
They're going to arrest both of them.
They're going to arrest her, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because she's also violating that.
Yeah,
that
you're violating
that.
Exactly.
And they will stop that order of protection. But then, you know, you got to look at it. What happens at the end of the day when she takes that protection off? Did he end up really killing her or really hurting her? Then you brought that on yourself. How can you really just blame that man for it?
Right,
Or that woman,
you have to have your mind made up to what you really want. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Now, if he's being a knucklehead and all that, get rid of him. Get rid of him. I mean, you try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but once this becoming a pattern, a habit, you know, come on.
You got one time to hit me.
You gotta start thinking higher of yourself and less of him or something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Start thinking more of yourself.
I had to tell a friend of mine that the other day, she was saying that her husband threw one of these heavy thermal cups. He threw it and hit her in the back. I said, well, sweetheart, guess what? That's only gonna lead to the hand next. Because if you do it once, he's apt to do it again, you know.
Uh-huh.
And if he's calling you out of your name, all of this is going on, it's going to be a problem.
Well, see, you know, in that situation, when stuff like that happens, this is where you got to start thinking of your kids and stuff. Like, I can't allow my kids to see me walking around constantly upset, constantly crying, or beat up and stuff like that. This is where you got to put your kids in. You got to start thinking of them. You understand what I'm saying? I can't allow my kids to see me like that. My mom didn't do it to me, and I won't do it to them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But she came out, she was like, Go ahead.
She
was like, but we've been married 7 years, been together 11. He's never did that. Okay, he never felt comfortable enough to do it. But now that he see he can get to you, he's going to ride you like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about your looks now, that you don't look the same when you got married. But he's, guess what? He's not loving you like he used to.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
something else that has caught his attention.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, if you don't want to hear what I have to say, please don't bring it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't come to me with it if you don't.
Yeah, because I'm going to give my opinion. You ask me what would you do
mm-hmm.
or what do you think of the situation. But then when I say something, well, I don't think it's like, well, you know what, don't even tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You know, because I'm giving you, and I got you about 20-some years, sweetheart, trust and believe. Once they start dogging you, it's a wrap. And you let it happen, you know.
Yep. Yeah, well,
he's calling you bees in front of your kids
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Now, what were you going to say, Greg? Some women do what?
I done lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, you know, I'm gonna pick up on that though. I'm gonna pick up some women. They thrive off that kind of energy.
They do
that negative
oh,
energy.
Yeah.
They think that the man loves them more when they show, oh, he's jealous. So that means he really wants me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, and that's those with that low self esteem.
Yeah.
That think they don't have it in their head that there's better. It's
right,
better
yeah.
out there. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And again, you got to start thinking a little bit higher of yourself. Think a little bit more of yourself and
mm-hmm.
your worth. And hey, and keep it moving.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
Don't
let you kick rocks. You know what I'm saying?
That man or woman, if they put the hands on you one time, you better believe it's going to happen
again. They're going
to
do it again.
I play a lot of games, and that was not one of them.
Oh, I had
it wasn't one of them.
I had this man to spit in my face one time. Oh my God!
Oh Lord!
Oh,
oh Lord!
Lord.
Oh, I'd rather you slap
God.
Me than to spit in my face. I'd rather you slap me.
Oh my God!
The devil's a lie, T.
Come on,
my
now.
Daughter was 13.
Oh,
she got involved. But when we finished with him, he never wanted to see us again. I would hope not.
You
trust
know,
me.
That's the nastiest thing you could do.
It
to
is.
Anybody.
It yeah. is. Don't spit on me, period. And in my face.
Oh, God.
No.
That, oh,
Lord.
God.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Lord. God. That's all I can say to that. Oh, Lord.
I mean,
what else can you say to
it
that?
Was like I went crazy. You could have kicked me in my butt anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't
I would have rather you slap me than to spit on me.
Yes,
like,
and I can't stand nobody to slap me either. But I would rather be slapped than spit on.
Right.
And I ain't talking about no. He said, huh?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. It gives me chills up my mind even think about it to this day.
That's
and like I say, that might have been 10 years ago.
Oh, God,
you put
Lord.
The hog spit in it.
Yes.
I might have been in jail right now.
Because
that.
he was an
yeah.
undercover crackhead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, honey,
oh,
listen.
Oh,
he didn't know what to do.
Undercover crackhead.
Yeah. He was doing it. And I didn't know that
crackhead.
He was doing it. You know,
wow.
He asked me for some money, and I said no. And he lost it. I mean, my daughter hit him in the head with like a 3-inch heel shoe. Man, the man's eye looked like it was giving a pop out of his head. But I did do the nice thing. I took his glasses off, and I just punched him right in between his eyes. With everything I
know that's right.
And then she got involved, like I said. And, I mean, when I say we went in, and it probably was maybe about 10 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. I made him get out without a coat, everything.
Yeah, you don't got time to get nothing. You
would have got
one
out. You should have been getting away from me before.
He
would
have
got
one
out.
You
would have had to carry him out. Ain't no get out without a coat. I'm going to, you know what, after I bust you in your head,
Yeah, yeah. To the white man.
The ambulance is going to come pick you up and take you out this house.
Off the front lawn.
Wait a minute. He was staggering when he went out. But I'd say, we put a beating on his butt first.
I hear that.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that no more. I'm sorry.
I know. Well, I don't either. Well, Don and Divas, we come to half the show, and as you know, we have finished the phrase segment part of the show with our Diva Rachel. So with that being said, Rachel, if you're ready, the floor is all yours.
All right. Well, we're going to... Yes. Let's go into song, and then we're going to go to the Finish This Phrase segment of our show.
All right.
Hold the line, Dons and Divas. We will be back.
You Mr. Anthony Hamilton. Ooh.
Do you feel me?
He's the truth. His voice, his lyrics, I just like everything about him.
Man.
He's a good
whole swagger. It's just something about that man.
It is about him.
When he first came out, oh my Lord.
Yes.
Charlene.
So before our musical break, we did say that we are going into Finish the Phrase segment part of the show, which we know this segment could be very, very entertaining. Diva Rachel, if you're ready again, the floor is all yours.
I'm ready. All right. GQ Palace is not prejudiced. However, us three are all African American ladies. So I am speaking to you ladies. However, the public wants to answer the question. However, it's answered. Do we still have our caller on the line? Greg, are you still there?
Greg, are you still there?
He'll come from out the woodwork.
See, he ain't listening no way. Okay, listen, ladies, listen. Finish this phrase.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There he is.
I'm sorry, ladies. I have my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
We're in the Finish This Phrase segment of the show. So you must finish this phrase. All right. My mate gets home from work. Now we're 6 months into our marriage, and goes into the bathroom. I get a text from him or her that reads, "I can't wait to see your sexy white self tomorrow. I miss you already." I would.
wait. Repeat that again. Can you please repeat that?
Okay. My mate gets home from work.
Okay.
Right? And we're 6 months into our marriage already.
Okay.
And I get a text from my mate that reads, "I can't wait to see your sexy white self tomorrow. I miss you already." I would.
Oh, Lord, I would lose my mind. I would lose my mind. I'd lose my character. And then I'd probably lose my husband.
You said that he's always in the bathroom, right?
Oh, Lord.
Rachel. You said he's in the bathroom and he texts this, right?
Yeah, but meanwhile...
Well, I'm going to try to stuff him down the toilet. Because after I finish with him, that's what he's going to be, a piece of sheet. S-A-C-E-T.
Lord, have mercy.
Because that, oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? After them 6 months, he would be with that white piece, too. Because you got to go. You ain't got to go to your mama, but you're getting the hello out of there.
Oh, Lord. I'm not going to let him go that easy now. I can't let him go that easy.
He's
going
to have to take the beat down.
Crazy lady in me wouldn't allow him to go quietly. Crazy lady in me wouldn't allow him to go quietly. I would lose my mind.
I would go.
I'd be all out of character. You're like, what the heck is wrong with this crazy old thing? Read your text message. That's when the N word start coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And then listen.
Oh, yeah.
That was
I would actually have to get her hot and heated. Hot, heated, and bothered in the bedroom, have candles and everything, and come out the bathroom. Kiss her neck, get her all riled up, and when she get ready to be like, "Okay, I'm ready," I pop the text out. Call her and back.
Okay. Yeah, because say she don't know, or she or he don't know that they sent it to you.
I wouldn't hit her anything. You know, I can't hit her. You understand?
Right.
But you
know, because you was raised better.
I get a mad both ways. So now you're mad because you ain't getting none. You're mad because I found out.
And now you're even madder because I know about to do so right now. If you was to go to him, you know it'll put you in a strange situation. You messed up all around the board. And now you're left here alone.
Okay.
So.
Ooh, wee.
Because if I was to hit her, I would hurt her.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you'd be broke down.
Especially
when they came out and said that they wouldn't go that route. You know, they wouldn't go over on that side of the fence.
Texting, actually just text, they're going to be like, I ain't text nobody. You know,
yeah,
you
exactly.
Do all that,
exactly.
Just text somebody and be like, no, and show them the text. So who's this man with the white butt that you talking about?
Wow.
Well, who's
that then? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And only being 6 months, that means you wasn't ready to get married no way.
Exactly. Because you still got the play in you.
You definitely have to be ready when you say I do.
Yep.
Because that's a lifetime thing right there. Like I said, marriage wasn't built for divorce.
I would definitely have to. Issues would have to be done. Situations
what would you do,
have
Rachel?
To be made.
Right. I would definitely. I would black out. I would. I know myself. I would black out. I would. I would. There would be nothing calm. No calmness to it. I would black the bad out.
Lose all self-control.
I would.
It wouldn't be no self-control in there.
Well, you know, at that point, you're really left with no choice. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have no choice but to go black out on you. That was just disrespect right there. You know what I'm saying? You respected me.
Uh-huh.
You disrespected me. You disrespected our vows. You understand what I'm saying? So come on now.
You came in and gave me a kiss, telling me you love me and all this, and go to the bathroom and do man. Ooh wee.
Yeah. Ooh wee. Right.
I would nicely text him back. You just text the wrong person, and before he would finish reading it, that broken door will be kicked down.
I wouldn't warn him. I wouldn't want him. I'll wait till he get home and show him the text. Cause then it's
well, he already at home.
He's already at home
in the bathroom.
Yes. Oh, he already at home. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Right. He'd have went in the bathroom and text this female.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, so you just Lord, telling me you just God. Left this. You just left this female or man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That right there is, that's crazy. That's crazy, really, though. Because only God knows what you do if something like that came
That's
up.
True. Until it happened to you, I mean, you know, but I could say what I probably would do even though I've changed. It would still be some repercussions.
I'm still human. right.
Ooh.
Right.
Wow.
That's that little human left in me.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. That right there, though? Oh.
That's a bit much.
It's hard for me to even move on to any kind of another discussion right now other than that one.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Hey.
Sorry. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave. I kept pressing 2 by mistake. I don't know what's going on here tonight. But you know what? I was multitasking, and I couldn't miss the show. So I was doing something online, listening to the show. I couldn't call in before, but that's why I'm calling now. So my apologies.
All right. Well, we thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Well, you have some great topics going on, though. One of them that I was personally involved with, actually, with the choosing your mate over the child. That was great. And then the other one, as far as getting the text, I did that before, but it was actually a joke. But it didn't turn out too good, as you can imagine.
It didn't turn out too good, huh? Wow.
Well, hey, Greg, what's going on, Greg?
What's going on there, Dave?
Everything is
trying to get these ladies in on a little something.
Yeah, I see you keeping the ladies entertained. That's a good thing there, bro.
Trying to fill them in on something.
Oh, man.
But did you hear the topic they got about your family neglecting you because you were a different race?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something, man. The first person that I was seeing, she was from Guyana. She's Indian. And what happens when I started dating her? Her family didn't like black. You know, I mean, we almost the same color anyway, but they just didn't like, black people. And the time I was dating her, I was kind of like in the street, so she got the full effect. She didn't get no watered down me. She got the full effect. So she felt instantly in love with the whole me. You understand? So she couldn't go anywhere. I had the curry chicken, I had the curry goat, I had the roti, and I also had the special spices, if you follow what I'm saying. But what happened is Yeah, this is special spices you need. To keep that going. But I'll tell you what happened, man. My mother actually had to go up to their house and tell her mother off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My mother went up to her house and told her mother off and said, "What, you think your daughter is too good for my son? I think my son is too good for your daughter." And they were about to come to blows. You know?
Wow.
And then the father got involved, and that's when I grabbed him by the neck. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I was in the streets back then. But yeah, I grabbed him by the neck and I was going to throw him down the stairs. But that's how we met. And then we stayed together for a long time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, true story. So my mother actually got involved, when she saw what was happening. She actually went up there and told the mother off, man. She was like, "What do you think? Your daughter's too good for my son?" "No, my son is too good for your daughter." But
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's deep, though. You're right.
And we were together for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, we were together for a long time.
So did the family start getting along? I mean, did they accept it?
Actually, yeah. You know what? After a while, they realized that, it wasn't a fly-by-night thing. They realized that, I was a real person, that I truly, did care for her and everything else. And, it was a really nice situation. I'm the one that messed up. It was a real nice situation. I got too much into the streets, and I think I mentioned to you guys what I was doing in the streets before. I'm not going to repeat it, but I mentioned what I was doing in the streets before, and that actually got into that relationship. And that's what messed. I'm the one that messed up. I can admit that.
All right.
I'm the one that messed that up, and it was. Right. I tell you, I kid you not, it was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the one that messed that up. And I regret it up to today, actually.
At least you're man enough to admit that,
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You know what? And I'll tell you what, it comes with growing. When you get past a certain point in life, you realize that the only person you're fooling is yourself.
Right, you mature.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it. That was Rachel that said that?
Yes, sir.
Rachel, I tell you, I love you, girl. You know what? Man, I tell
you.
I love you, too.
I got love going on the line.
Wait a minute, Rachel. Remember he said he's so light, he almost white. So be careful.
Look, I was just checking my own face. Why is this man sound black but he looks white? Maybe I got the wrong face I'm looking at. I love you too, Dave. I love you too.
You know what? They're working on some, I think they have it already, but they're working on some technology now where they can actually beam you through the phone and through this computer. So be careful, man. Be careful, because you might see me right there in front of you, if this thing goes right.
But did you hear about the technology that they could look into your TV? You could be watching TV and somebody could be looking at you?
Let me tell you.
Somebody was saying that before.
It was on the news.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the news.
Infrared camera or something.
Yeah, well, you could be sitting there watching your TV on these, like, i5 phones and stuff like that, too. It could affect
right.
TV.
Yeah.
Well, you could be sitting there watching the TV, and they could be watching you.
That's violation crazy. Of your privacy, too.
That's
man.
Crazy.
It's on the news.
That's a whole nother show. We're going to get into that. You know, now technology as versus old-fashioned way, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm just going to say this and I'm going to move on. If I took a picture now of my laptop, the camera portion, I have it blocked off with tape. And that's because of what he just said. But I'm just going to leave that alone. We can move on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the camera portion, I have that blocked off with tape. Yeah.
Technology is a mother right now.
It is.
So much technology is ridiculous.
Yeah.
People peeking
into people's private lives.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on.
Did you guys hear with Oprah Winfrey?
What happened with Oprah?
Yeah. She had come to the Trayvon Martin case. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Emmett Till. That's the guy that had spoke to the white girl.
Yes.
And then they found him strung up and they killed
drug
him.
Drug him through the town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Wow.
Yeah, so this topic tonight is basically the same thing, because Emmett Till, all he did was like say hi to a white woman and they strung him up. I mean, they did him bad.
Wow.
They did him dirty.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Then they left his body, his parents left his body out for weeks for everybody to see him.
To see, exactly.
Oh. And after you see what they did, yeah. You gotta
Where
bring
did
up
this happen?
Emmett Till, that's a very
Where
interesting
was this at?
It was down in Mississippi, I think, right?
See?
Yeah, I believe it was in Mississippi, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Read up on that's another part of our history is which connects us to why, so many people are against interracial dating and like that. You know.
I don't
really understand that, because if it's not true, why should you be so worried about it, whether you're a
family
member or not?
Right. Right.
Exactly.
You don't have to deal with that person.
Hey, Greg, listen, you know why? Once you go black, you never go back. And they were afraid of that attack. You see what I'm saying? Hey, Greg, come on, man. You know that.
I know it, but speaking reality, realistic, you understand? I know that, but you do have family and friends that actually like that. But my thing is, if this family member is with this person and they're happy, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be a problem. They should accept the fact that they family member is happy with this person.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Right.
I mean, because either way, if you got somebody that's mistreating you, you're gonna have a problem with it.
But at the end of the day, it's my choice. Any race.
That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, it's my choice of what I want and who I want. Right. You know, you don't have to sleep with that person. You don't have to make that person happy.
Nope. But you look, us human beings can be very selfish. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's all about about me, I. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a natural thing with some people. You have some people that are just narrow-minded, scared to live out the box. You have some people that are stuck in the past that can't get over the racism fact. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of different factors that play a part in that. You know what I'm
saying? And misery loves company. You could be doing it because you don't have nobody.
Yeah. And
I bet you if my mate, whether he was black or white, tried to holler at you, and you was that grimy, you would go for it.
And you know it. And you could bet your bottom dollar on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, that's why I don't get offended when people holler the N-words, because I know that's not me. That's not who I am. That's not how I live my life. You understand what I'm saying?
It's just at that moment how you catch me, too.
I'm sure I got a little bit in me now. Come on now. That's why I gotta holler at the Lord a little more often, because he's the only one that can check that character that's there. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put on
yeah,
my so own. I'm a big radical that's hard to handle.
Yes.
I ain't lying. I'm gonna be the radical that's hard to handle. So you know, that's
like you say, at the end of the day, we are human.
Everybody's human beings. Like I said, before you're a father, before you're a mother, before you're anything, you are a human. You understand what I'm saying? And humans are almost capable of doing anything. You can't say what you won't do or you can't do or whatever.
Happened to you,
you know they have that saying, if you can think it, you can do it. And that's a very true phrase.
Because it's all in the mind. It starts in the mind.
All in the mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in this world was a thought. Everything in this world was a thought.
From the car to
the stoplight to the food, everything was a thought. Somebody thought about it and they did it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, I'm thinking that we're gonna go to a song. So let's go to a song. Y'all hold the line. We'll be back.
All right.
It's no stress, baby. Show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart. know what's up.
We're reminiscing on Beyonce's song. Hello?
Anyway, y'all, we're going to continue on. Let's continue on with our time.
Yes, because time is actually winding down tonight, you know, so we don't want to waste a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So, great topic tonight.
What's the topic? Kia, did you see the topic? Okay, the first topic is, what would you do if your family neglected you because you're dating outside of your race?
What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do if your family wouldn't deal with you or neglected you because of you dating outside your race?
I wouldn't pay them their mind. No attention.
Exactly.
Not one bit of attention.
Yeah.
They already going to know it. I'm not going to do this. I wouldn't pay them not one bit of mind.
Yeah. Like I said, I'd have to check mine.
They don't move me. They probably won't even say nothing to me. I'm telling you, I'm a mess. They won't say nothing to me. They'll talk all behind my back. They won't say nothing to me.
Sure they would, because they know they don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what they say. They'll have somebody else ask the question.
I know that's right. But our second topic tonight, you know, which has A and B, is what would you do? Would you choose your mate over your child?
Oh my God, no.
Okay, so now the twist to that is, what would you do if your child told you something about your mate that you found to be a lie?
Well, I'm still not going to choose him over him. I'm going to discipline him. He's going to get in trouble. He or she going to get in trouble, but I'm not going to choose him.
Right.
No way. That's no way. Oh, he'll get the... He or she won't be able to sit down for a year.
Whoa.
They won't never tell a lie again.
I know that's right.
Yeah, because you got to stop that line from the door.
They won't sit down for a whole year.
They get away with that one lie, it's going to be another simple lie.
Yes.
But when they're really telling you the truth, you're not going to believe
it. It's going to become a habit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you nip it right now, and then, but they won't be able to sit down for a whole year.
You gonna light them up, Kia?
They just gonna have to pull against the wall. That's gonna be their bed.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Well, they're gonna have to sit sometime or another.
They have to know that line is not acceptable. They have to know that.
Yeah.
I ain't saying kill them. Half kill him.
Oh, you ain't gotta kill him. You can half kill him, but you ain't gotta kill him.
Yeah. They go again, like you said, they gonna know. You gonna think twice about lying to me again.
Oh, they won't
lie. Lying to me or on me.
They won't lie no more. You do. If you know how to do it, they won't lie no more.
Absolutely.
You put the fear lying.
So again, you know, you have some children that are just, you know, entering a new relationship with their parent or something, and they're not comfortable with the new mate, you know what I mean? So they'll make up stuff, you know, to make it seem like the mate said something or did something or whatever. You know, you have that happen.
Yeah.
So then you just, you got to coach the kids in. Like, listen, this is what it's going to be, and this is what's not acceptable. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know.
Because there's consequences behind that. Things
happen.
It's a lot of scorn because he can, one lie can get a whole consequence behind a whole series of things. And it would affect that man, it would affect everything.
Yeah.
That's why he or she won't sit down for a whole year.
there it goes again. We have to make sure that we communicate with our kids. And let them know, you know, hey, I am the adult.
Uh-huh.
And number one, you're not going to be just like a family member. You can't pick and choose who I deal with.
Right.
But again, like I said, don't have numerous of men or women running in and out of your life and subjecting this kid to it, because they are going to rebel.
And they're going to do anything they can to get you away from them.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, some of them automatically know who's the adult. The right one know. The right one know. Believe me, they don't play.
Yeah.
They don't play. That right one know. He or she ain't playing. They know the deal.
They know what their parents accept and don't accept.
They know the deal. They, like you said,
they know the deal.
Certain parents, though, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always try to maintain that parent-child relationship, not friends.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Because that's where a lot of parents mess up, being their child's friend.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then you got some parents that they have mates that are still hanging out in the clubs, the same clubs as the child is, and.
Exactly.
I saw her last night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I said. It's a lot. You know.
And listen, the mother trying to look just as young as the daughter.
Yep.
With the mini dress on it.
Yeah. Grow up already.
At some point, when you have children that are old enough to be out there in the club scene, we got to reel it in some. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to reel it in because, you know, you don't want to be in the same spot as your child. I don't want to hang out in the same place as my kid hanging out. No, what does that look like? You know what I'm saying? That's just morally incorrect. In my opinion, simply because there's, you know, that's in my household anyway.
Because
somebody got a
locked
one on in the background.
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry. I had to pick my son up. So, you know, you do have some parents that hang out with their child. They do a lot of things with their kids that they should, right? Parents.
And you know, you have some parents. Now, I was just a little different where, though. No, my mother did the discipline. My father, I got away with stuff. Because I was his baby girl. I was a baby. So if my father, you know, he would just say, what did mommy say? I said, but she's confused. I used to always say that. Daddy, I think she's confused. I'm like, mommy confused. And he would always say, hey, you going to put me in between the middle? I said, just, Daddy, if you don't. But I just used to always use my father, and he always would say, what did mommy say? I don't know what she said. I would say, Daddy, you know what? She probably mad because I said something to Akina. And then my father. I said, Daddy, just go talk to her. And he was like, okay, I'll go talk to her.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mother, she didn't play.
Time is of the essence. I'm going to bring on Chicky Chick. Are you going to Chicky Chick? Chicky
Uh-oh.
Chick? There's Chicky Chick in the house.
Chicky.
Well, anyway, time is of the essence, so we're going to give our final thoughts on tonight's topic, if you all don't mind. There we go. Chicky Chick, Chicky Chick.
My DVD is out, man. You didn't get it in the store.
Yo, Chicky Chick, did you hear our topics or did you see our topics for the evening?
I see the topic of would you choose your mate or your child, right?
Yes.
Is that the child's father? I mean, like, the question goes so many ways. I mean, if we were talking about the Bible, you know, focus on that order, God, husband or wife, kid. You know, focus on that order, on the technical aspect you're supposed to, but you know, in the real world, you wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I agree with you when you say that, because there's rule, but if you're not married, then your mate is nothing more than your mate. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when you're married, then it's God and then your spouse. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're talking an unmarried situation right now. You know what I'm saying? A person that's unmarried and, you know, you're out doing things, like having elaborate dinners and all kinds of stuff, and you got your child at home. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Now,
like you said, it's a lot of different depths to that too. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, you're supposed to be, but I can't never see if somebody will pick their mate over their child. But what happened is, you see a lot, especially back in the day, where you know, if you had like in a black wild family, you had abuse going on, stuff like, and you had people wouldn't believe their own kids when somebody said something was done to them. So, you know, it's a real big topic to tackle. So, it's really hard. And, you know, my situation is difficult. Like you said, y'all know I'm married, I'm with my family, so. But, like I told you, man, I've been arguing with my wife, my daughter's been jumped on me. Sometimes I say, oh, y'all, a word more, y'all about to jump me? So, she done showed my daughter a whole bunch of times over me, but I know what she said.
Mm-hmm. No.
My son right now, I can't even kiss my wife. No, no, get off mommy, no. You're hurting her. Like,
yes.
He said, what is that? No, don't touch her. No. you know what, Diva Squad, I wish I had time. I was doing so much running around. Y'all know I got my family here. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. So I had a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I try to respect and make sure I listen to my show so I can have a plug in, because I be trying to have our show connect. But, you know, I broke a little topic and stuff like that, you know, styles. You know, everything ain't for everybody. And, you know, a serious topic don't necessarily be that has no humor to it, you know. So sometimes I need to have my mind right, getting ready for the show. But, like, I love everything y'all doing right there on the show, man. Like, y'all so organized. Y'all bring different topics to everybody every week. And y'all make people want to tune in, man. So a big shout-out to the Diva Squad, man. Y'all really doing that thing.
Oh, thank you, Chick.
Thank you so much.
That's Chick in the building.
Fallout
comedy.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you so much.
So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to follow it up and make it funnier. Maybe we could talk about how you ever been hit upside your head by your mate because you're disciplining your kid. Him is your kid. Why are you going to get all mad with this kid?
Hey. You should see how they're looking at me right now. They're
about to see me right now. Like, you better cook that dinner.
Man, go in and get something popping, huh?
Yeah, man, I feel so good, man. I got blessed with $50 worth of food stamps today. I got some food in my house. I'm thankful.
again, fellow Dons and Divas, I hate to cut the conversation short, but again, we have to follow order here, and we're going to give everybody time to have a final say, and we're going to start with Greg. Is Greg still on the line? Are you still here, Greg? Greg, are you there? Okay, Greg. He's probably muted again. He muted his phone before himself.
Mm-hmm.
And with Kia, are you still here, Kia? Do you have any final? Do you have a final say on the topic tonight? Hello.
You said that for me?
Kia.
can y'all hear me talking?
Yeah, I
think
we got everybody hung up on you.
Oh, it sounds like everybody deserted me tonight. What's going on?
Yeah, you got to hang up. That means they deserted me. When they heard my voice, they said, I'm out of here. Chick way too much. He don't take things seriously. I am not listening. Who am I
No, it's all good, but it's just the, you know, Blog Talk Radio had some technical difficulties tonight, so, you know, there was a lot of people that were calling and couldn't get through and stuff like that. It was hard to get people through and everything, so, you know, tonight it just, it seemed like there wasn't a lot of callers, but everybody that was trying to call and couldn't get through, so, you know, But shout out to the Diva Squad again. That's not a GQ Palace thing. That's a Blog Talk Radio thing. And we still want to thank our listeners and callers. But we're going to continue on with the final thoughts with our Divas. We're going to go to Rachel. Can you have a final thought?
Yes. I do have a final thought. Speak your own. We are adults, and we are, as an adult, we are able to make, most of us, are mentally and physically able to make our own decisions.
We were calling you before. You didn't answer.
I didn't hear y'all calling me.
Yeah.
I have a final thought.
Okay.
My final thought is this.
The floor is all yours, Greg.
My final thought is this right here. Don't let your family stop you from being with the one you with, first of all. And if you're a parent and you choose your kid over your mate, you is a certified knucklehead.
Certified knucklehead.
In a nutshell. And that's in a nutshell.
Did you come from Mike? No, that was Greg. That was Greg.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Greg. Thanks for calling in. Kia? Kia, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you have a final thought?
Well, we just got, like, you know, everyone that has children, me, myself, not yet, but I think, you know, that hard discipline, it does go a long way because, you know, sometimes we know mother, you know, how our mothers, now the mothers here, grandmoms are raising the children now. So we just gotta have that. I guess how I want to say it, that firm hand, and it got to be a firm hand.
Oh, that's right, firm hand.
And mothers know about a firm hand. It's a difference between child abuse and disciplining your child. Mama's always with him. It's a difference.
Absolutely, I agree. Thank
it's
you, Tia.
Thank you, ladies.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. So. Okay, Rachel, we're gonna go with you again and let you continue your thought.
Yes. Time is of the essence. We are all adults. Those of us who are able to make our own decisions, I feel that you know, we can make our own decisions, and to each his own. I'm gonna be really quick. I want to thank God first and foremost. Without him, this couldn't be possible. I want to thank Rich Money. I want to thank Lavina. I want to thank my sister Diva T. at AMG. I want to thank callers for tonight, Greg, Dave, Kia, Tiki Kick, and all the listeners. We apologize for the problems with Blog Talk Radio. It was not a GQ Palace thing. Call in next week, and everything should be all together next week. I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Diva T.
What's up? My final thought is be happy with who you with. Family gonna always sometimes have things to say, or somebody's gonna have. Everybody's not gonna be happy with what you do, but do you be happy and keep down the drama? And again, thanks to everyone. Big shout out to our CEO and executive producer. Love you guys, Divas. That's everyone.
All right.
Yes,
thank you. And again, thank all our callers and our listeners, and a big shout out to Rich and Lavina for making this happen as well. And again, we are adults. So once you become an adult, your choices are your choices. You know, how you choose to live your life is your business. My motto is you'll end up spending your entire life trying to please people that are never satisfied.
So you have to worry about you. Worry about doing your things first. Your family's going to always be your family. You just got to love them from a distance sometimes. And as far as your children, when it comes to dating somebody, always know that everything has to be in its respective place before you even get involved with that person. So make sure your children are stable enough to take on that role of being involved with another person. So, you know, again, thanks everybody for calling. And coming up next is Fallout Comedy with our very own Chicky Chick. So everybody stay on the line if you can and get a little laugh going on. So we go from serious to laughing to mellow us out. So stay on the line with Chicky Chick from 9 to 10. Here, you're on the line with the Diva Squad here at GQ Palace Radio. Same time, same place next week. Holla at your girls.
Technician over there. We got things going on GQ Powers Radio that don't have nothing to do. That's long talk. That's like a parent company. That's the person who takes their bills, but they don't take care. So right now, we're going to get real intimate right now, y'all. We got to open up on our comedy line. Pull up the number. The number is 64-230-38. But right now, we only got a 9-4 subject going on. I didn't hear too much of it, but I already know how to be the squad drilled over there, man. And that's a real tough topic. So right now, if we need to mellow things down, maybe you're right now you're heated, you need to like ignore, you know, that reminded me of somebody in my life. How about you give me a call, right?
And we're going to talk about a situation where you made sure that you took care of yours and you had to do what you need to do. Because like I said, this is comedy, right? And we will always make somebody smile out of a good situation, man. And like, you know, I like to start my show with a little dialogue, man. And if anybody knows what's going on with me and my wife, man, you know, things ain't always rosy. And that's how a relationship is. You know, somebody ain't saying it's always rosy. I don't know the type of marriage that they're in. I don't know what type of relationship they're in. You know what I mean? We got times where we be arguing whether we going to buy ketchup or mustard. That's how sometimes things get. Ketchup and mustard, a bunch of arguments, you know? And especially with me be doing my comedy and stuff and me touring, not being home, it causes a lot of friction. You know, a boy got to eat. I got to keep doing my thing. And that's why I am. I'm a comedian, so we make sacrifices. So that's why I'm in the house right now cooking for my wife. Because I'm trying to make it feel a little better. So clap it up for that. Give a clap up for my wife. Give it up. So I just made an awesome dinner. The reason why I said clap it up because I didn't have enough time to be able to chew. So every time I say clap it up, I'm trying to chew my food real quick. So clap it up, clap it up. Yeah, that was just enough time for me to swallow that ravioli. We had some fresh ravioli right now. You should have seen how I made it. I took the dough. I stuffed the shells with cheese and spinach. Now, I ain't even going to lock y'all there. It came in a bag like that. It was on sale, usually $7 a bag. It was 50% at ShopRite, $3.50. You know how your boy do. I just saved $3.50. That's more money for my car insurance from Geico. Give it up for that. Woo! I just ate another ravioli. Yup. I just ate another ravioli. How y'all doing out there? It's so good. I got to give me some soup. But listen. Like I told y'all, the number is 646-238-38. I'm still kind of upset with the Diva Squad, you know, because the Diva Squad set the standard so much between 7 and 9 that everybody be exhausted. They can't stand the line right there. You know, they tackle subjects. Let me just give you an example. I'm going to give you an example right now. Check it out. They're like the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I'm like Maury coming up afterwards. You don't want to watch my shit. So Oprah over there talking about right now, we're going to talk about the issue of Black America, how we've been racially profiled. And then my show follows up with, is that really the baby daddy or is that the lawnmower baby? Like, you can't go from that situation. So we got kind of Diva Squad over there. I need some. The Diva Squad going to have a talk. We're going to have to negotiate this thing right now. They're going to have to collaborate with me where the subject is. I know I'm the new guy. I know I'm the one with the new show. But that's not fair, women over there. I said, this is strong, independent women. You know what I call them? I call them Beyonce, Michelle, and Kelly Rowland. That's what the three girls did. Destiny's Child. They changed everything when they came out. Give big shout out to Angie, but Angie came, Angie just brought this attitude. As y'all know, man, Angie used to burn it, Angie used to burn on me. Angie be like this, ain't no man gonna do nothing. I'm like, hey, Andy, you got kids. A man did do something, Andy. You know, a man did give you them kids, Andy. She's like this, ain't nobody do nothing. I don't care. I'm my own coffee from Starbucks in the morning. I put my own dollars in my car. That's what I do. I put my lipstick on the way I put it on. Ain't no... Now, look. Y'all already know what I'm trying to do right now. That's why I am trying to start a beef up. I'm trying to make Angie calling right now on the line. That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm trying to start a beef up right now. I'm trying to start a beef up because you know why? It's four people listening to my show right now. You got my sound technician. You got my boss. You got the Diva Squad. And you got my wife. So big shout out to the four people that's online right now. Big shout out. Shout out. Big shout out. I'm gonna forget none of y'all when I get famous. That's what it is. I don't care. And big shout out to the person that was online with me. He gave us 20 minutes of entertainment and he ain't even know it. He should have his face on the shirt and say like this. You made me famous and you didn't even know it. Word up. Hey. Don't you. The special effects person on the board tonight, they are on point. They give it to me faster, right on point, and we have a technical difficulty. Just imagine it right now. But like I said, I know if you're listening right now, I know people that are already pausing. But what the ones that listen on the internet, that you know we are a whole bunch of students all around the globe. Last week we was in Kenya. This week we in Sydney, Australia. Thanks out to my all seas out in Australia. Hey, Mike. They're listening down in Australia. Hey, Mike. That was good, right? Hey, Mike. I did that good, y'all. I don't know. But like I said, the number is 646-138-38. Make sure you press 1. We ain't going to hike on you. We ain't going to drop no... I forgot how you say it. Back in the day, the little jokes and stuff. We ain't going to do none of that. We just want to have some trash on the line. So what we're going to do right now, listen, before my ravioli get a little cold, we're going to play a song real quick. I'm going to come back and get myself together. We call up, come back. I got you on the line. I'm going to give y'all my personal example how a person would pick their meat over their own kid. That was my grandmother. Listen, you got to tune in, because I'm pretty sure right now, if y'all listen, I'm going to give y'all the funniest story ever. It's a true story. So right now, we're going to play a real quick song. We're going to play something real gym. We're going to play something real nice. Real nice, because look, y'all know this is a gospel Christian radio show. Nah, we just do clean comedy over here. Like I said, I don't press my religion on nobody. Y'all know I honor God. This is why I put heads in my house. But right now, it's Fallout Comedy. We're going to bug out, man. So like I said, I don't want to alienate anybody from my show. We're going to play a song real quick. We're going to come right back when I finish this ravioli, and I'm going to tell y'all this show, how my grandmother chose her 35-year-old game-banging boyfriend over me. You got to tune in. So right now, we're going to play. We'll be right back, baby.
Here, all or nothing here. Plus, me have to switch the gears, coming out of neutral. Situation
jobs of a day. Must find a way. Struggle for your time when the time come my mind. Don't lose your faith. The truth is the way. Patient man, right the donkey, them say. Moving a silence, don't back violence. It's teaching time. Let's use Bible for guidance. Don't watch the faith. We all wanna say. I can hear a good life. Get on a full life. Ain't no magic, no focus, focus. Hard work, strength, never don't lose focus. Anyone talk to you, easy a vote. Rapping a bird when you try to rise up. Soon as they say, you are moving my size up. So like broke one time for your life. I'm a child, just to hear the keys down. Can't move me, know the game down to me. Been through the pain, but still moving. My life to get to sound moving. My soundtrack to get to sound music. Sometimes I think I'm all losing. These streets just won't get confusing. My life to get to sound moving. I'm a child, just to hear the keys down. Can't move me, know the game down to me. Been through the pain, but still moving. My life to get to sound moving. My soundtrack to get to sound music. Sometimes I think I'm all losing. These streets just won't get confusing. My life to get to sound moving.
Yeah, the boy is back, right? And if you didn't know, you know, our show does have a little sponsorship. So I want to let you know, the last song and the last commercial break was brought to you by the Youth and Family Services, where their motto is, if you don't take care of their kids, we'll take them away and take care of them for you. So give a shout-out to Dyson. Big shout-out to Dyson, our co-host sponsor. I didn't even know I should be about kids and stuff. I told y'all, before I went to the commercial break, before you see the song, I had a funny story for y'all. And y'all know, I do myself on stage. I still talk about myself, man. The funniest time is always the one that you can be enlightening people on yourself. If y'all don't know, I'm about to tell y'all stories about my grandma before. My grandma was like a hot mess, man. My grandma was hot. In 2009, man, she passed away. So, grandmother passed in 2008. I'm wilding right now. My grandmother passed in 2008. And, you know, it was kind of a hard time for me at the time I went through. But my grandmother, yo, she was like a loving disciplinary. You know, you knew she loved you, but she just never told you and just whipped your butt all the time. That's how she was. So my grandmother's life kind of changes when she found her boyfriend. Now, my grandmother, this is a true story. My grandma was messing with my grandma was like 55, the dude she was messing with was like 35. Real young dude, man, you feel what I'm saying? He used to drink and stuff like that. I don't know if my grandmother seen in him. I guess she's saying something else, that's neither here nor there. That's not funny, y'all. We can use our imagination and what she liked it out of this 20-year-old, that was younger than her. So anyway, you know, when we was growing up and stuff, you got to understand, like, you had the circumstances you had all the time. And this is why I said about how I was, you know, my grandma put her mate and my grandma took care of us because, you know, my mother died in 1986 and my grandma had, like, custody since, like, 1984. And so I'm about to give y'all the funny part of the story. So I don't want y'all to get sad because I'm saying people died. Like, they're gone. They're in glory. They're with God right now. So they're in a better place. But anyway, you know, we used to have, like, cereal and stuff like that. You know, you rarely got, like, eggs and cheese cooked for you. You know, we was on welfare, but we ate, like, the cereal. You maybe got up and made you one of the sausage links. So, you know, you might have cereal, like, 200 and something days a year. But you knew when your grandmother was feeling good, and I'm not going to tell you how she was feeling good, but you knew how she was feeling good when she woke up the next morning and she cooked sausage, egg, and cheese. That's the kind of indication of buzz about my grandmother's boyfriend had a good time. And the crazy thing is, like you say, we couldn't eat. So now, you know, everybody's got little things that you got placed in front of you. You know, I had a rough childhood because when my grandmother, while we in food, we in, what's the thing you should call it? The little, with the cat vitamin. You remember? Captain Vitamin, her boyfriend is in there eating something. He got a big old cup of Kool-Aid or orange juice. You know, we ain't get a chance to eat stuff, man. And that was my example, how a man was put in front of a child. I don't think that's right. Do y'all think that's right?
If we got somebody on the line right now, let them know. Let me call me right now. 646-200-3838, and you let me know if that's not. Why did we have to eat Captain Vitamin? Why this dude get to eat the good cereal? And like I said, I don't really have no other examples other than that. Like, you know, it's crazy because, you know, my grandmother room was next to me and my brother room. Used to hear things that you ain't know nothing about. I'm glad I wasn't fast, you know. I'm glad I was. I didn't pay attention to that. I just thought my grandma was always pushing pictures up on the wall. I just thought, I've never been to my grandma before. I just thought she had pictures on the wall, Tom, you know, all the things. That's a joke or not. I don't know. Did y'all get that joke? Clap it up if you got that joke. Tom, I said, I thought my grandma had a lot of pictures on the wall from all the things. Isn't that funny? I don't know. I don't have feedback on right now. Your boy is doing a show on the solo dolo. Technical difficulties, and I'm going to blame it on that's right. I'm blaming it on T, Rachel, and Angie. That's right. Y'all killing me right now. It's 9:23. Your boy got a whole 37 minutes to go. We got to be able to think of it. I need some calls to come in right now. So let me just tell y'all what's going on. I'll tell y'all, listen, because I can fill it up. I'm going to tell y'all what's going on right now. I got my family reunion going on this week, man. And I don't know if y'all all be going to y'all family reunion. My family will be off the hook, man. We're just going through so much beefing to get it through. But let me know, the family reunion is going on since 1926. And I'm proud to say that 2013 family reunion is going to be the biggest family reunion to date. So clap it up for that. Through everything that we went through, we're going to have a good family reunion today. We got over 130 family members. So, clap up. Oh, no clap up? No clap? Now, look, I'm going to tell you this true story, right? Because I was just playing, right? I hope my brother-in-law is not listening to the radio. But the funny thing is, you know, on the family reunion, on our Saturday, we have a banquet hall, and we have, like, a big gala event. You know, we was asking the family, y'all have any talent? Last year, y'all know, it's on YouTube, look up and you click the comedian. You go to YouTube right now, you'll see my show that I did in Atlanta last year. So, you know, I did stand-up comedy. But the thing about our family, you know, we are a Bible-following family. We led by the Spirit, you know, everything and everything like that. So, with that being said, is that, you know, people that's in a family that's not really Spirit-driven. You know what I mean? They, you know, it's a difference to say, no, I believe in God and knowing God. I don't know if y'all know that. There's a difference between believing in God and knowing God. You know, I know God. You know what I mean? We got a personal relationship. We kick it all the time. Me and God always be talking to stuff like that. You know? He be giving me jokes, say, you know, I don't think that's me. He said, how you know, or did you question me? I have been doing jokes at the time. I don't, you know, I can't argue with the Spirit. The Spirit is funny, it's funny. The thing is that, you know, my brother wanna sing at the family reunion, but he's like a Cisco type singer, like he sweat. You know, he has like a sensual song. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna sing this song. Like, and it's a song. So I'm like, brother, that has nothing to do with a family reunion. I said, when you get up there, it's like nothing to do with relevance. You know how you do the Essence Music Awards, and whoever's on Essence, they do a show. They do a song that means something. Usher is not at the Essence Awards. I'm out. I'm still caught up, getting like drunk. Like, you know, it doesn't fit it. Usher might sing a slow song. No matter how far I go. It's a song that's more, you know, more into it. And my brother has a rapper that's down with the Blazers. So this guy, you know, he's not like a Christian rapper. And I'm trying to explain, you know, we got older people that's in our family. How this going to be able to come off? He get up on stage like, yo, big shout out to Jesus. But, you know, without him, you know, I wouldn't be mother effing alive. Like, what? Like, did you just curse and use Jesus in the same sentence? What? So I thought, so I don't think he's going to be able to do that to family. So right now, we're trying to praise them. We're trying to gospel singing, man. We want to make sure we honor those in our family. So right now, we have tears a lot. See, what's going on, Scott? How you doing?
Hey.
I just still have a seven. Hey, team, what's up? Climbing on the team.
You might as well call her my co-host. She rescues me all the time. I'm like Batman. Mr. Freeze. He got me in the cooler. I'm about to get four of me some water. He can rob it. She comes in the same today. So how are you doing, Tick?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey. I'm trying to make it do, you know what I mean? I'm trying to
make it
it's kind of hard, you know? See, I feel like right now I'm for comedy in a blank club. So I'm trying my best right now. I'm trying to keep perfection.
That's all you can do.
I think I got to find me. You know what, T? I'm looking for co-hosts. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find somebody that's going to do my show with me in the studio. That way I can be able to have some feedback and let us.
You gotta find somebody that's gonna wild out just as bad as you do.
Yeah, I gotta find somebody.
What's up with the song? You made it yet? Muted.
Yeah, that's what happened. You know, I ain't here today. I don't even know what's going on. Muted is not in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow.
No, I'm gonna give a congratulations to Rich Money. The Furious Five, Bull Crush Brothers, Kimbo B, and a whole bunch of people from the 80s. They're going on tour. They called Rich and said, Rich, we need you. So Rich is not here to do music for the business. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Rich. He's at first. We're going on the 80s tour with the Cold Crush Brothers, Furious Five, Kimbo B, and Vanilla Ice. I'm trying to understand how Vanilla Ice got in there.
Yeah, right?
Vanilla Ice caught that December 89, 90. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like December 89, 90. You know, I don't get that.
Wow.
Man. Do you know I still know that song thing? Vanilla Ice, song, remember Ice Baby?
Yeah.
I don't care right now. If somebody could call me right now and give me the line for that, you're going to $50 gift certificate to Old Navy right now. You call me online and tell me if you know the song.
What? $3 gift? You got to be out your rabbit mind.
I said a $50 gift certificate if they can rap the whole song.
You said $3.
$50.
You can't buy enough for $3.
I said $50, see? Old Navy got t-shirts on sale. You can buy a t-shirt for $3. I said 50. Now check it out, T. Cut the beat. Is you listening, T? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Check it out right now. We gotta get real serious.
All
right. Right now, T. I just got a message, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm about to cry right now, right? Because I thought you left me. I just got a message that there are over 1,420 people on the internet right now listening to my show. Oh my God, clap it up for that.
1,000.
Clap it up. 1,420 people are listening to my show on the internet.
Wow. You go ahead with
your
mad self.
No, but I'm going to tell the truth. I put a zero on that. It's actually 142. But you know, that's a lot for radio. Well, they don't understand. Are you clever? Different too. Y'all know what it is. I'm the best people on the radio.
Hey.
I mean, on the computer. Look, this is what I want y'all to explain to somebody. And now, this one got explained to me by my man, right, who's on tour right now with the Cold Crush Brothers. Stop explaining something to me, right? This is what it is. There are over, if you don't know right now, you can go to Talk Radio, and there's thousands of shows going on that come on at 9 o'clock. Thousands. I'm going to put that out there. There are thousands of shows that come on at 9 o'clock. So let's just give it 1,000. You understand right now? Let's just say there's 1,000 shows and there are 200,000 listeners. So they got to split themselves up what they're going on right now.
I have about 1% of those. Now, if you don't know what the relevance of that is, if you know what the relevance is. Now, we're not saying all five of the shows have the equal. They are all equal. Some people show that people listening. So I got to understand right now that now 200,000, that's just being over dramatic. Right now, there might be 1,000 shows. There might be only 50,000 listeners, if that's 30,000. I got 142 of those. If you do the math, I am cornering the market right now. I am getting my thing. 142 shows. I don't care if 131 came from Love and Fantasy. They stuck on the show. I'm so excited right now. So excited. And I just can't hide it. I know. I want to. Now.
Oh, man.
God said they didn't. He said, "Let's leave me or forsake me." He did not forsake me. He left me with 142 listeners. Let me have a gift for that. Or the computer. Cut the music. How you say it down there? Turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh yeah.
Turn it off. That's how I remember, see? Hey, now, look, see, I'm about to rap the verse right now. Anybody I want to call in. Only Rich can't call in because Rich knows the verse. He knows all the old school stuff, right? So this is how I go. I don't know if they got the beat, but the beat goes like this. Dum 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 dum. You ready for the verse? You ready?
Go.
Now, stop. Collaborate and listen. This is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Set the harpoon daily or nightly. Will I ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll go to the stream. Love out the mic like a vandal. Light of the stage and pull a trunk like a candle. Bands, brothers speak with boom. I'm killing your face with the poisonous mushroom deadly. As I play a dope melody, anything to the pest is a felony. Love it or leave it. Can't wait. You better hit the rules out. The kids don't play. If there's a problem, yo, I solve them. Hook on my DJ revolver. Ice, baby. Yeah!
You are the winner.
Yo, it's going down right now. Ice, baby was in effect. That's how I was going right now. I had the flat top, I had the pants, and I'm not doing this. Right now, I'm doing the dance. Like you playing drumsticks, stop. What? You can't tell me nothing back in the day. I was the coolest black dude singing a white dude song.
What was you wearing, Levi's?
I couldn't afford Levi's, so I had.
Or the Lee jeans. You was wearing Sassoons.
I had Wranglers.
You had no Wranglers. You had Sassoons on.
No, I had Wranglers. I had Ryder jeans from Kmart. They found it took 2 pair of Ryder jeans for $15. My woman. What? Couldn't tell me
you had the Bobo sneakers, right?
Yeah, and look, and I had a brother who wore the same size. So when he got two, I did too. Double up. I got 140, I got 154 listeners right now. You know what I'm saying? It's the real talk.
Well, you're moving on.
We're going to teach you how. We're going to pay right now. I'm on fire. I'm at GQ Powers. We on fire. I got 150 listeners. We doing things. This is the beat. I'm keyed up right now. I'm thugging. I'm thugging right now. See? I'm thugging. They can't hold it right now. Big shout out to T. Don't T call 142 people. Got on the line. Big shout out to T. She's all of you. Thank you. Where's your parents at? Where's your parents at, Jaja? Y'all want to say my son? Yes, Jaja. Say hi to radio people. Say hey. How you running? Hey. He knows that I say daddy is on the radio. And y'all know my studio
sit in my bathroom, you know what I mean? So I close the door, I get a nice echo effect. Look, listen, this is the difference. Hello. You know, hear the echo. Hello. Yeah, you still doing this thing? Do you hear? So, T, what's going on? Do you have, like, I know y'all have a serious show going right now. Y'all know right now, this is T from the Diva Squad, a.k.a. Kelly Rowland.
Yo, yo, yo.
You know what I'm saying? He says, you don't want to be Beyonce, so I give her Kelly Rowland, fellas.
Okay.
I wish I had her money.
So on y'all's show, Mike, was the whole 2 hours really serious like that? See, like, was people really going in and, like, bringing up that type of stuff that was happening to their lives? And were they using good examples of that?
Well, remember, we were having technical problems, so we didn't get a lot of callers, but it was a lot of feedback and input from everyone. Mm-hmm. But it was deep. But, you know, that's what we do. We always turn up.
And that's what makes it, you know, you make it understandable, man, because, you know, a lot of people are going through so many issues. And that's why I said about, you know, just to keep it serious. And I don't really be saying anything to be saying it. I always mean it, man. Like, y'all be tackling issues that's like, you know, that means something to some people. Like, y'all
right.
Go in there. Y'all pull out the fantasy. Y'all actually do stuff that's actually what the title of y'all show are. Yeah, you know, like me. Pull out comedy. I tell jokes. I stay on the point. I do good. Love fantasy. Y'all bring up examples. Do good. I don't think there's a better one-two punch in the industry. It used to be Oprah and then followed by Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. But we got them back to... No, I'm not going to lie to you. Jeopardy followed by Wheel of Fortune. They're number one. They're the best one-two punch in the business. Then it comes Love Fantasy and Fallout Comedy. That's right, though. I don't know if y'all watch Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, but they got the same two people that was on there since I was a little kid. We can't beat them kids. You understand?
Right.
We can't beat them. Not Jeopardy. Pat Sajak and Vanilla. Well, I said Vanilla. Look, where is my mom at?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Her name is Vanna White. Vanna White.
Wow.
You see how God put you in a situation so you can do stuff like that? He knew I was going to bring up Vanilla Ice, so he put Vanna White on my mom. Oh, God is awesome. God is awesome. Give it up for the Lord. Give it up for the Lord. Give it up for the Lord. Never would have made that.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
So was Angie on the line with y'all today?
Yes.
Was she named? Was Angie named?
No, she's never named. None of the divas are named.
We have who? Oh. No,
we
y'all not named like that, but you know, y'all like, you know,
we
y'all
just
really
like a T.I.T. is.
Yeah, y'all strong out there. Y'all wear pants. You lay out on the bed, you say pants or skirt. Y'all say pants. Pants. Y'all don't even know what it is to put on a skirt. Hey, see, this is just totally off subject. Can we turn it up. Hey, T, and I wanted to bring up something serious. You know what's so crazy, T? Because I told y'all that I'm moving down to Atlanta, and me and my wife, we out of here. You know, I'm going to do my last show up here, New Year's Eve, and then as soon as I finish the show, I'm catching up. You know what I mean? My car cabin in the back, and I'm out of here, man. But you know the crazy thing is, man, you would think that I'm just a comedian who's doing this by myself, that I don't got no friends out here, like I'm not doing shows with nobody, man. And it's crazy how you have a forum so somebody can be able to do their thing. But I'm not going to say it's money, but sometimes, you know, somebody don't take the time to try to respect the grind that you have, man. You know, I've been on a show for months now, and I don't think I had one comedian call in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
I wouldn't say it hurts, but you know, I just thought that, you know, it would be celebrated more. It'd be congratulated. You know what I'm saying? Because this thing ain't easy, man. You know, getting on the stage and getting up there for 5 minutes could be the hardest thing in some comedians' lives, man. You know, I fought through so many battles to get myself in the position where you was at. My comedy home, I done did bad there more than I did good. You know what I mean? And then like the reception. But you know, it's just crazy that I got to escape the madness that surrounds me for me to be a better person. Where all us comedians, we actually could come together and we could do a good thing. And you know, instead of taking from each other, like Kevin Hart, right? I don't think anybody knows Kevin Hart has a team. Like you always seen with the same dudes. And the thing about it is that his dudes ain't the one selling DVDs. His dudes ain't the one on tour and stuff like that. But they eating. You know why? Because he's a man. So now they might write a joke for this person. He's plugging them in all types of areas. And that's what a lot of North comedians that we could do. We actually could come together and start writing these things and have ideas and, you know, and create our own revenue. But, you know, so many of us is out here fighting to be the host of this club or there and that. And you ain't getting no money. See, when I'm sitting up here saying, listen, man, so if you ain't on that Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying, or that Bill Bellamy type of high level, or if you ain't next to all these superstars, which would say a superstar, you ain't really getting no money. I know comedians, you know what I mean, that have been doing comedy for 20-plus years, and every time I see them, they're doing the same jokes. Because they're okay with being so mundane that they're okay with somebody giving them $150 or $200, and they never elevate it. You know, putting no creativity in them. And that's why I really need, man, I really need to escape from everything that's going on right now so I can have some more creativity and be inspired some more. You know, it has no effect on my radio show because, you know, our radio show travel, we always going to be family and stuff like that. But, it hurts a little bit, man, that you think.
And I know y'all can do it because I've seen it in person. I know a group of you guys can get together and really hook it up.
And not to particularly put down on a certain individual, but what I'm saying is like, so a lot of them guys, you know, when you get arrested or something, sometimes they just want to hold on to it because they don't want to lose it. You know what I'm saying? And then, a lot of times, we see everybody, man. You know, a lot of these top comedians, you know, I don't want to put their name out there like that.
Right.
Because I don't want, you know, but a lot of top comedians have talked to me and say, man, listen, man, don't, you know, I see how you, you know, they see how I am. I'm always been the type of person, my grandma used to say, you're so smart, you're stupid. I give somebody so much of myself and not even know how they're using me or, you know, they don't care about me, care about them. You get what I'm saying? And that's just the nature of the person I am because you can't help it that, you know, you're not evil or that you're not conniving. You know what I'm saying? But you're in an industry full of rules. You know what I mean?
That means you just keep being chicky, though. You know, you keep doing you. Keep your style up and don't worry about the next. You'll go far. As long as you keep doing what you're doing, you know, you have already made a big progress. You got your CD out there, you know?
Yeah, man. That's a big thing, too, because, like, without no help of nobody, man, like, you know, like I told you, man, I was doing this comedy, and then as soon as I get God take over my comedy, man, it's just been flourishing. I got my DVDs out now. I didn't have to beg, but still to get them out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, it might not be Kevin Hart. It might not be all the other stuff you saw here, but me, like I said, it's entitled, I'm Not Here to Preach. You understand? I wanted to keep it short. It's really supposed to be, I'm not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes. But, you know, I kept it short. I'm not here to preach. All that I'm here to do is make you laugh, man. I get up there and I talk about myself. And so I'm so proud of that. I just think that the move down to Atlanta is going to be able to focus some more on my, put a whole bunch of more emphasis on my family. And it also give me a chance, you know what I'm saying, to be myself. And so when I get out there, hit that new crowd up. They used to hearing that southern twang. They're going to get some of this East Coast love down there, baby. You're like, yo, I'm a southern comedian. How many comedians leave their area to go somewhere else to do comedy? I don't know how many people do it, but I'm going down to Atlanta, y'all. I'm going to go turn it out. You're going to still have me for free at GQ Powers Radio, you know what I'm saying? So while Rich is traveling all across the country, we're going to have T, you're going to have Rich, Andy, me, You're going to have all of us on the show. Man, we're going to be doing our thing. I can't wait to just grow. But that's why I said I want to get some inspiration for y'all where, you know, if I'm not going through so much stress that's happening for me right now, I can sit down and put more focus into my show where I can sit down and have, like, you know, really have people sitting down and I have callers call. You know what I mean? I have a caller who's a guest of mine coming in or he's stopping by the studio. Or I'm coming up with exact topics for me to hit it off with. Because that's what hard, and what's making it hard too about having a show is that you're trying to hit the subject. You know what I mean? You got to tackle the subjects. Like, right. You know, you got to have like a material. I understand that like, my material every week, T, to come on the radio. You know, people have rocks for that. I don't want to hate on nobody or not. Don't think, I don't want to sit up there and think that Steve Harvey is walking in every morning and have a topic that he done made up himself. No. You better know the business, baby. You got somebody that's giving me information. You know what I'm saying? Don't think it's happening like that. I don't want y'all. I'm gonna put a kid right now. Your funniest comedian ain't necessarily writing his own joke. I'm gonna hit you with it. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all. I'm telling you, no, he didn't write that. No, that's somebody else. Also, he's talking about. That's somebody's grandmother. Because maybe if I make it to that level, somebody's not writing my joke. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's writing my joke. You know what I'm saying? I might be getting inspired from my environment. Nobody sit down with a notepad saying, hey, sick man, this is good for you. This is what I do. I'm just a comedian. I tell jokes. I tell jokes for the Lord, man. I do it for real. And you know what's so crazy? We doing so good and so sweet. That's why I say you're a blessing. I love you too. I will always do stuff for you. If you ever had a dude that was abusing you, I catch a train and I come smack him. I ask forgiveness. I take care of that stuff. But right now we have 178 people.
Wow.
178. We just boosted up. You understand this? We just boosted up. That means I just stole somebody else's viewers just now. Somebody clicked over to my show. I don't even think, I'm going to say something to you, because I don't know if you know either, right? See, like, just go to Blog Talk Radio. Don't put / GQ Powers. Don't put none of that stuff. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Right now, you're going to see a person has a show right now talking about white supremacy. You might have somebody sit up on the show talking about how baloney ain't good for a Muslim. You might have a show up there talking about donkey and a mule. I'm serious. Right now, I am competing against all types of buffoonies and 178 people. I've got so many chose to tune in to me today, man. So I'm blessed. I don't know about y'all. I'm blessed. Clap it up, man. Clap it up for being blessed. Clap it up. They love. I clapped up myself. That's what I did. Big shout out to the engineer. They took that long. They went to the bathroom that quick. That's how they did it. They stepped out of the booth. You know what I mean? Stepped out the booth. Only on Blog Talk Radio does it happen. You know what's so crazy about this team? Like when we like, if it be in the car that God wants us to go further in this thing and you have something more, you have like a national audience and stuff like that and people are looking at you, TV too. You're going to be able to appreciate everything because, like, everybody don't know what took you to get here. That's the crazy thing. Like, you wouldn't believe what took me to get here.
Yeah.
See, I was in 3.5 years ago, I was in federal prison. No, swimming with noodles and mayonnaise. You understand that? And look what I'm doing right now. I'm on GQ Powers Radio. I'm on my own radio show with 104 people. I don't know 174 people. So don't think I had 174 people calling. I don't even know that many people. Not people that that I can say I could call upon. You know, but I'll say 174 people decide, you know what, I'm going to listen to Fall Out Comedy with my man Chick the Comedian.
Exactly.
That's what it's going to be. And see, once I heard the interaction, they said, oh, T here? They turned it back up. So, T, how's old boy treating you?
Who? What's that?
Dude that came home, T. Come on, T.
Better go on with that mess.
Dude came home, man. Come on, T. Come on.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Let's really get hugged. Let's really get some thug loving.
Because you've been talking about me being with somebody that you've seen on the strip or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. Not down. I heard he's on Lake Avenue now, looking for somebody. He live on the same strip that's on Lake Avenue. Right. They said, you know, that's where all the crazy people on Lake Avenue. Yeah, we back up right now. We back up.
For being back up. Woo! Woo! They ain't coming up. Yo, yo, see, they said, Yabu, they said he used to run Lake Avenue back in the 80s.
Well, I don't know nothing about that. I wasn't here. Ain't none of my boo.
But I ain't say you was there. I'm just saying,
that,
like,
that
you
must
know,
be your cousin you keep talking about. Was he there the last time you was down here?
Lake Avenue Killer Gangsters.
including the cops.
Hey, oh, man. Oh. He's still going there. See, I went down there, so he's still on there. Burn it all.
I think that's his favorite thing.
He is highly, because he's doing radio shows and movies.
Did he have his shades on?
Oh, my God. I said, dog, you could just be talented. You don't have to be funny.
Right. But did he have on his sunglasses on the stage?
Yes. Turn it off. He had sunglasses on. You know him. Turn it off.
I got to find out when he having another show.
Yeah, he, you know, I was hoping he'd hook me up, man, but, you know, the boys don't have a competition. But I don't know what happened, man. But shit, this guy's Nairobi Nelson, man. They called Naima. Naomi. Not Naomi. But they call him Naomi.
I know.
Naomi Nelson.
He good people.
Hello.
Hey.
So we stretched it out, see. We really stretched it out this week, man. It's 9:54, people. So what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to do a total wind down right now. I always try to end my show all right. This is how we know. I'm going to let you know that everybody's listening, right? This is how the typical show starts off. You had me come on. I'm like, yeah. It's your boy, Tick the Comedian, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I go like that. And I do what's called the monologue. You know, I try like a 5-10-minute monologue. And a monologue is really like what you see on late night shows. They get up there and they do jokes they sell before their guests come up. So my show typically format is like that. I'm supposed to do my mind. I'm supposed to come in with my subject. We go to a little song break, and I either come back with my guest, and we go into the topic. And then next thing you know, we hit callers up. You know what I mean? Then we usually go into a song break, come back, and finish some things up. And we leave about 15 minutes to be able to freestyle some things up. That's how my show typically would like to go for myself. But the way the show goes now, sometimes, you know, sometimes the monologue don't pop off, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you won't get that response. So sometimes the caller might don't call what you need to. But you know what? My show is always blessed because you know why? I'm always here every week, you know what I mean? I have not had, I ain't got the opportunity to get fired. I haven't been, you know what I mean, been unfortunate to lose my slot at 9 o'clock, man. So I'm thankful for anybody that's calling, man. We're going out. 200 callers right now, man. Do y'all understand right now? We got 200 people. It's actually, the numbers is actually going up, man. We realize, oh, my God, you know, Fallout Comedy, you know, I almost missed it. You know what I mean? They was making dinner last week, man. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. You are really, like, the co-host of this show. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. And I mean, in my heart, I take no pride. I take no self-glory into this. Give it up to God. I give it up to everybody that inspires me, man. You inspire me. Like I said, I wouldn't have this job I have right now if I never met you down there.
Yes.
Everything that you ever told me, man, that's for good. You have never lied to me. You feel what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you. You feel, technically, you haven't told me who dude is. I might got a story wrong. He might not get from Lake Avenue. He might not just came home, but I know there's a dude, so I'm just going to leave that alone. But you know, you have never lied to me intentionally. So I'm saying big shout out to Rachel over there. Rachel, she gives the best moires in the business, better than your grandmother, better than your aunt, better than your baby mother. She's the best at moires. She's a patent written that. Matter of fact, I'm going to get her a shirt. And this is what I'm going to let y'all know right now. I was trying to let y'all know. I was trying to surprise you. But I'm going to put a picture up there on the thing because I know I just got these T-shirts made for my family reunion. I really got a good thing right now. I'm trying to get y'all to give me, like, a nice image. I'm going to work on it. I need y'all to give me a nice picture of y'allself because I'm going to make y'all some, you know what I mean, some Diva Squad T-shirts, man. I'm going to send them out to y'all. That's what I'm doing for my GQ Pals family. We're going to make y'all some Diva Squad T-shirts. We're going to make it real official. That way y'all can have an emblem. So right now I'm going to have y'all emblem for y'all show. Nothing wrong with your emblem, Rich. I'm going to say that. It's nothing wrong with your emblem. But I'm just saying I'm working outside myself, man. So, you know, we can update everything that's going on, man. So our 7 to 10, we looking real good. So we're going to have Rich put that in. Y'all going to have to teach us. Y'all be able to rock when y'all walk around. Like, who that? Y'all the Diva Squad? These are people that be on TV, be on radio. I've never seen y'all face before. Oh, my God. That's Angie, that Kwani, that I can't say always mad, the chick you made it. Yeah, that's Angie right there. AKA Michelle. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at that for y'all. I love all y'all out there, man. It's 9:58, and this is what we're going to do. We always give our blessings out, man, and that's what I did. I gave my blessings out. But listen, I want to thank each and every caller, each and every listener, each and every computer kid that's right now listening to my show, man. Y'all really inspire me right now. We really going to do some big things. I got my family reunion going on this weekend, man, and it's a blessing that me and my wife was able to be the head of the family reunion, man, through so much that we went through, man. You know, I know everybody always say money ain't thing, you're going to get blessed, but, you know, sometimes you gotta fall to get back up, man. We on the ground right now. I ain't get up yet. You know what I mean? Everybody talking. I put a post on my Facebook thing saying, like, I'm stressed out. And sometimes you have the answer of being the typical answer. Sometimes there's somebody you need that answer, man. I'm stressed out too. So sometimes you need somebody that's going the same thing you're doing, man, and y'all both need to pull each other up. So that's the best thing about that, man. And that's what you did for me today, T. That's what you continue to do. You pulled me up, man.
All right, thank you.
Where my audience is at. So I know we're going through technical difficulties over there, man. Big shout out to Lavina, man. I love you too, Lavina. Word is born. You're like a spiritual mother of mine. I don't know if you know. But, you know, I pray for you. I pray for you and Rich, man. Y'all doing a real good thing over there, man. And I pray for you, man, that y'all could be a shining example of how a relationship and how a marriage should be. You know what I mean? I model a lot of my stuff about successful marriages. You know what I'm saying? Everybody look at me and my wife's marriage as being this successful thing. But we got things that happen in our lives that don't make it so successful, man. We go through our own demons. But we're fighting it, man. We're staying together. We don't go to bed arguing, you know what I mean? I make sure I get a kiss every night. And I hope y'all do too, man. So make sure what y'all do right now, go find somebody to love, go find somebody to kiss, go somebody to thank to, man. I thank all y'all that's listening right now. This is what we do, GQ Palace Radio. We're going to end it off with the song that my man made for the radio station. We got our own personal soundtrack. So if you don't know, the number is 646-200-3838. Call in every week, man. Support us, man. We got shows that's always happening, but particularly call in on Wednesdays from 9 to 10, I mean from 7 to 10. First, you're going to hear Love and Fantasy Relationship with the Diva Squad, and then you're going to hear your boy Fallout Comedy by your man, Chick the Comedian. DVDs in store. Make sure y'all hit me up, though, because the store will get more money than me. You can hit me up at 973-592-7263 or chickthecomedian@yahoo.com. Love you all, man. Peace.
Peace.
War Steel Records.
Come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine status. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes, I'm spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come
to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that Turner style, untainted. I'm messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Stop to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rise, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.